Okay. All right. Simon Tov Reish Tadi. Hey. Sif Dalid. Yeah. The Mechaber writes, Cholam Arba Shluch L'Reyim Meshubach. The more Meshulach Manos you give, the better. Obviously, as the rabbis discuss nowadays, it should not come at the expense of Matanos Levyonim. Don't make fancy Shalach Manos if it's going to prevent you from giving Matanos Levyonim. But if you give to more people and it causes more Reyes, that's great. The Im Ein Lo, Machim Chaver, if you don't have anything to give, so you could just trade with your friends. Zesholech Lezesu Daso, Zesholech Lezesu Daso. You send a meal to him and he sends a meal to you, and you don't lose that. You don't have to pay any money because you're getting food in its place. There are ma'eds. It should be done during the day and not at night. The famous Purim Dvar Torah that everyone gives, the famous Purim Shir about Shalach Manos. The Rama writes that if you send Shalach Manos and the other person doesn't want to take it, or he is mochel, he says it's like I got it, you are Yotze. The Pri Chadash disagrees. And the Chasam Sofer says it's dependent on the reasons for Shalach Manos. If the reason for Shalach Manos is from a Sedesh and that it's in order to help you fulfill your Suda, so if the guy doesn't take it, you didn't fulfill the Suda. But if it's like the Manos Levi, L'chadodi, that it's in order to be Marbe Reyes, to cause more Achdus, so then just giving it to him, even if he doesn't accept it, that is Marbe Reyes. So that's what the Chasam Sofer says that it should depend on. If somebody sends Shalach Manos and the person is not home, and you leave it there for him, the Aruch HaShulchan says that you're not Yotze. So you should be careful about that. If the person goes away for Purim, or he leaves at like 9 o'clock in the morning, and then he's not coming back until nighttime, and you leave him Shalach Manos, so you're not Yotze. So make sure you at least give to one person that is home that accepts the Shalach Manos for you. And everything else could just be because you're a nice guy. The Rama continues, Isha chayavis b'matanos la'avyonim, u'mishloach manos ke'ish, v'isha tishach l'isha, v'ish l'ish, avo lo behefech, shelo yavo ish, l'shloach la'amana, v'yavo lidei safek hidushin. Matanos la'avyonim ein lachosh. So a woman is chayavis because of afen ha'yiboso anes, discussion whether she could be Yotze with her husband or not. But the woman is chayavis in the mitzvah, and she should only send to a woman, and a man should send to a man. A man should not send to a woman because it could be a safek kiddushin. If you send it to her, that would not be good. Magen Avraham writes that he has not seen that women were careful to send their own shalach manos. Could be it only applies to an almana, but a woman could be yotze with her husband. But the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah says, mikol makom yesh lahachmir. Lahachmir could mean that the woman has to do it herself, or just that the man has to be mezaka the woman in something to give to someone else. But again, by matanos levyonim, we're not concerned. Tav Reish Tzadi Vav, Sif Aleph. Purim mutar basiyas malacha. You're allowed to do malacha on Purim. U'b'makom shenagu lo lasos ein osin. Ve'idna nagu b'chol makom shelo lasos. So the minig is to not do malacha, then you can't. And we don't do malacha. Ba'osa eino roa, simen bracha, me'osa malacha la'olam. If you do malacha on Purim, you don't see simen bracha from it. You don't see the fruits of your labor. You don't get money from it. But what type of malacha is this? What? I did that yesterday. One type of malacha that you, what type of malacha is referring to? So the poskim say that it's only referring to, it's just like chol hamoed. That whatever you do in chol hamoed, that's going to be usher. But otherwise, malacha is mutter, even according to us. So you shouldn't go to work on Purim. That's basically it. It's based on the pasuk of Mishnah V'Simcha V'Yom Tov. It's called a Yom Tov, so therefore malacha should not be done.